Hey guys, it's Santos Banning, and you're officially listening to Early Success. This is episode 36, and I'm pretty stoked about this one. Number one, before I actually dive into my content, I've only been doing this for, like, literally now 2 months. It's been 2 months. I started July 10th, so just a little over 2 months. And I knew that putting out content was going to be hard. Consistently putting out content was going to be hard on top of being like a student and working full time and just being an adult, right? But I just didn't realize how much work that it actually would take. Like I thought I would just sit down, make some content, edit a little bit, put it out. But it's a lot more work than that, and I just didn't realize how much work goes into it. But honestly, I absolutely love it. It just makes me feel good about where I'm at, because looking at how much work it takes and how many people are responding and appreciative of my work is really awesome. I know the first couple episodes were kind of rough. There was a lot of background noise. It was kind of informal. It was all over the place. But as we've gone on, I think we've progressively have gotten better. So that's awesome. So I have my laptop pulled, and I've gotten a lot of people asking what stocks I specifically invest in. So I actually wanted to dive into that. So, like, I've brought up like the mainstream ones, like Apple and Facebook and Amazon. Oh, I don't know if I've actually talked about Amazon, but like the mainstream ones that everyone knows, I invest into those because I think those are the future. So let me look at my portfolio. Okay, so I use two companies. I use Robinhood, and then I use Fidelity. So Robinhood on my portfolio, I have Pixelworks. Their sign is PXLW. They are a company that engages in the design, development, and marketing of visual display processing semiconductors, intellectual property core software, and custom applications, specific integrated circuit solutions for video applications. So I do a lot of reading. If you don't know that, I love reading, and I want to be successful, so I kind of combined the two, and I started getting into stocks, especially these last couple years, investing in my 401k. Seventh or eighth grade, I was introduced to economics, so that's where the interest kind of first bit me, but I just never really got more into it because I was always more into reading and school and academics. But now that I'm older and I'm kind of figuring out this adult thing. I've heard a lot about the stock market and Wall Street and entrepreneurship. So I started doing more research on it. That's when I finally came across Gary Vee. It was actually by complete accident. One of my friends posted one of his pictures with the quote, and it was so real and so informal. I don't even know what the quote was, but it was like, "Do your own shit or fuck what everyone else says." And I was like, "Whoa, like that's pretty epic." Clicked my friend's profile, see if they posted any more of this kind of stuff, and they didn't, but they tagged Gary Vee in that post. So I looked at his page, found out he had a podcast and books and all this other shit, and it was surprising to me because I had no idea who he was, but he was obviously fucking killing it. So I started listening to his podcast about 2 years ago, and I was an avid listener. But I never acted on the content that he was giving out for free. So that's when it just finally clicked. I'm like, you know what? Like, I have all this time. At the time, I was 20, 21, super fucking young. And I was like, dude. And I was looking at where I was in my life. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm in a great place. And I was looking at all these people that are successful compared to where they are when they were my age. And I was like, whoa. Or where they were when they were my age. And I was like, whoa, like I'm in a great place. Like, I turned 23 at the end of this month. And The Rock, when he was 23, he says it all the time. He only had $7 to his name. Gary Vee, I think when he was like 34, he said, he was only making about 40K. Maybe a little bit older than that, a little bit younger. I really don't remember. But I make more than that, and I'm 22, about to turn 23, so I just feel like I'm in a really, really good spot compared to all these people. And then you guys obviously know I'm obsessed with Russ, and I've brought up like Kevin Hart and Amy Schumer. These people have worked on their crafts for years, like decade and plus more than that. Like, and I just look at where I'm at, and I'm like, damn, like, if I put in a decade or 2 decades in and to finally get the output that I want and finally reach that success when I'm 42, 43, that's so young. I just think I have all this time, and I compare it where I'm at, and I'm like, I'm in a really, really, really good spot. And I think that in the end that I will ultimately be successful, because a lot of people get so caught up in their own lives. And I think that's why Gary Vee's so successful. I'm not to bash on him, but he says all the time he's not the smartest fucking guy. He's not the best looking guy, but he's extremely self-aware and extremely emotionally intelligent. And when you have that, I think you can relate and observe what consumer behavior is and predict it. And that's what I think I'm good at. I think that's why, even though I'm 22 and I'm just barely scratching the surface of success, I think in long-term views, I will be successful. So I invest into this Pixel Works stock. It's 522 right now. It went up 33.5% in the last 5 years. So I'm pretty proud of that one. And then let me see. Sorry, I'm just trying to navigate my Robinhood account. Okay, and then I have another one, Microvision. I feel pretty good about this one too. So this stock is actually extremely cheap. It's only, as of right now, it's $1.04. And they are a company that engages in development of laser beam scanning technology. It offers products under the Pico P brand. So I really am into brands that are related to like anything gaming, anything electronic, anything IT space technology related. And I've done a lot of reading, and I came across this one, and the product that they put out, it's like they provide services to a lot of major companies. And I just think right now at $1.04, that's crazy cheap. So I invested into that one. I think long-term, it might be like a decade or maybe 5 years from now, I think that one's going to be a steal. Okay. And in I only have 3 under Robinhood right now. Everything else is in Fidelity, so I'll navigate that in a sec. Inmarsat PLC, it engages in provision of global mobile satellite communication services. The company operates through 5 segments. They are essentially a satellite company that is based in the UK, and I think if in the next decade or 2 decades, aerospace is more mainstream, like with space exploration, I think they're obviously going to have to launch more satellites. I think I read somewhere like in the next year or so or 2 years, they're going to launch maybe 3,000. Don't quote me on that. I don't have the article saved or anything, but they want to launch 3 more satellites in the next year or so, or they already have. And I'm thinking if they already launched that much right now, then if once aerospace becomes more mainstream, I can't imagine how much more they're going to launch. So I think at $6.49, the stock is a pretty good steal. And all of these stocks right now, I have about 20 stocks in each, for each one that I just named. And then I for my Fidelity, my work provided it 2 years ago. And but I chose my contribution amounts, and I've done a little bit more on the side, but I have one through work that I started 2 years ago. But then I opened another Roth IRA for 401k, and I have one that's sector focused, and then one that's like a mutual fund. So the mutual fund through Fidelity is Fidelity China Region Fund. It was launched in 1995. And I just think the Chinese market is freaking, like, I think it's a gold mine right now, because I think it's so, like, foreign to us right now, and we don't really know much about it. And, like, the average person just doesn't pay attention to those kind of things. So I'm looking at what's happening in Chinese media and what's becoming mainstream. And I just think that if you are an investor, it's just kind of like a fund gold mine, I think. So I have a mutual fund for the China region, and then I have a sector fund for aerospace and defense, just because, as you know, I think space exploration is in the next decade or two decades, it's going to be really prominent. I think, I don't know how soon Elon Musk, I don't know what this whole situation about smoking pot with Joe Rogan, but I think, SpaceX will maybe become public and that you can invest into the stock, I would assume. I don't really know, though. I don't really know how much the backlash for his event will backfire. Wait, I need to go back to Robinhood because there's another stock that I'm investing in, but I don't know where. I'm also investing into cannabis. I'm 22. I've obviously engaged in it here and there, especially in college and when I was in high school. It was just a thing to do. So I think cannabis stock is extremely under pressure right now. I invest into Aurora. It's a Canadian-based company. And I'm trying to pull it up, but their stock is like $6, which I think is fucking cheap. Here we go. Aurora Cannabis. Aurora Cannabis Inc. engages in provision of medical cannabis. Its activities include cultivating, harvesting, and selling of Canadian medical marijuana. And it's one of the bigger companies when it comes to cannabis. And I think at $660, I think it could definitely increase in the next 2 to 5 years. So I invested into it now. I have nothing against people smoking cannabis. It's just cannabis. As long as people are being productive, then I don't really care what they do on their spare time. But as an investor and a market researcher, I think cannabis is extremely underpriced right now. And then I haven't invested into these stocks quite yet, but I'm trying to find it. There's these other stocks. Is it still on Robinhood? I think I have them on my watch list, but I haven't invested into them yet. I'm waiting to get paid. Yes, here we go. Okay, so on my watch list, I have GoPro. They're on the decline right now. Their stock is at $6.39, but I think if aerospace exploration and drones are more prominent in the future, I think at $6.39 GoPro would be a huge steal. I think if you want to invest into that, right now it's declining. So I think if you wanted to, I plan on to in my next paycheck. To invest into GoPro, and then eventually I actually want to invest into Starbucks as well, because they are becoming more prominent in China, and I think if they go mainstream in China, if you look at their stock price, it might, some people think it's expensive, some people don't like spending a lot on stocks, especially if they're on the budget, but for a share, $54.73, it's on the incline. That's right, word, right? Yeah, it's inclining. And I think if it becomes more prominent in China, more mainstream, I think that Starbucks could really kill it. So I think at $54.73, Starbucks is a huge steal. So steal. I still got my steals and steals wrong. So I plan next paycheck to buy some Starbucks share, GoPro, and then there's this other one. Here we go. IQ is the symbol. It's a technology. I don't know how to say it, but it's the name of the company is IQIYA. It's 2716. It engages in provision of internet video streaming services. It also operates a smart television streaming service and an entertainment-based social media platform. So essentially, it's the Chinese version of Netflix. And at 2716, I think that's extremely underpriced. So my next paycheck, I plan on buying a couple shares of this. If you look at the price of Netflix, which I don't know what it is at the top of my head. Let's look at it. It's $347.75, and it's continuously increasing, especially this last week, I believe. No, it's been on a decline. It's been on a decline. But this last day, it's been on a increase. So, but still, at $347.75, that's a lot, and that's especially if you're on a budget, that's out of a lot of people's price range. And if you look at the Chinese version of Netflix, did I say Amazon? I think I did. I'm learning Mandarin, but I don't know how to say that shit. I think $27 is a huge steal. And if you think about how much bigger, not like bigger, but how much more populated China is compared to America, if this were to go mainstream, I think it could surpass Netflix in price. So $27.16, let's say, even if it doesn't go to as big of a stock price as Netflix, even if it just went to $100, that's still a huge profit gain per share. That's a little over $60 per share. So once you get paid again, I want to invest in IQU, the Chinese version of Netflix. Sorry, I'm just trying to navigate everything. I have all these different websites pulled up. Hua. Yeah, so there's this other company. It's on the decline right now. It's Hua, Huwa, or Ya. I don't know why I said W. It's a Chinese market. Oh, it doesn't even say anything. It's some sort of software service, but it's supposed to be like a really good one, and not that many people know about it because not a lot of people are really looking at the Chinese market, which I think is not that smart to do, but. You know, I have GCU on my watch list. I think when I first started at GCU in 2014, they were like at $70. Now they're at $117. So, I mean, that's a good increase. I haven't invested into Grand Canyon Education Inc. just because I don't know what the future of education is. And I think I want to wait like a year or two just to see what plays out. If it increases, then I feel stupid. But if it just stays steady, then I probably won't. Do it. There's another one that I liked that I thought was a steal as well. My watch list is big. I never realized how big my watch list is. I've also been like looking at pharmaceutical companies, and there's a lot of them, so it's really hard to kind of do research because it's like every newsletter, every article, every writer has their own list, and the only ones that they have similar are of course the mainstream ones that are super expensive, which when I have more money, like after my apartment is up, my lease is up, I want to get a cheap studio apartment. I'm gonna stay in Arizona, I think. The film thing, I want to finish my master's. I want to pay off my debt. I want to pay off my car. And honestly, Arizona, I actually really like it. I've really come to love Arizona. So I think I'm going to stay out here for a little bit longer, keep investing into my 401k or contributing, and then investing on the side. But if I can get a cheaper apartment, that would just give me more money to put into like an emergency savings fund, and then also invest more on the side. So I'm going to stay out here. There's another company that I was really interested in. Maybe it's this one. I think this is a pharmaceutical company. No, it's Ideal Power. So Ideal Power engages in the development of power converter solutions for photovoltaic generation, grid storage, and electrified vehicle charging. Its products include solar inverters, bi-directional battery, electric vehicle chargers, photovoltaic inverters, and battery converters. So for what I gathered, it's obviously a company that it focuses on power converters, and I think solar power and batteries are going to be more prominent in the near future, especially I think when it comes to cars becoming more hybrid or electric, and I think with like the concept of space exploration, I think this is, and I think when you hear Elon Musk talk, he's pretty into solar power as well. So I think this company that does its average volume is only 270K, but I think in the grand scheme of things, for a company that's only 11 years old, that's not too bad because the market cap is 8.68 million, and their stock share price is only 62 cents. So and they're based in Texas, and a lot of stuff is focused. I think like space defense and space exploration. I think Texas is kind of a great location to be in. So I think at 62 cents, that would be a steal. Even if you just bought like 100 shares, that's what, like $6.02 or $62. I don't know. I don't want to do the math because I'm reading, but that it wouldn't kill you, I don't think. So that's what I probably plan on doing, is just maybe buying like $100 worth of shares just to see how it plays out. Because I wouldn't care too much if I lost on $100, but if I were to gain, that would be awesome. Even if it was just a short gain, you know, why not make your money back? So yeah, I think that was I think this one's a pretty good steal. That's why I put it on my watch list. There was another stock that I guess I didn't put on my watch list that I was really, really, really into. I have Twitter on my watch list. Tesla. I really like Warren Buffett, and I think his Class B. I think his Class B is only like 100 and something. $214.16. I think, well, compared to his other one that's like 300K or whatever. What's his other one worth? Burke. Yeah, 321K. That's like people that I know people who make that as a salary. So, and I don't even make anything close to that. So I wouldn't invest into it because I don't have the money to. But his Berkshire Hathaway B is a little bit more affordable. From what I gathered and what I've read, it seems extremely similar to Berkshire Hathaway A. So and I trust Warren Buffett. I think he's extremely smart. Obviously, he's worth like $80 million. So I think that stock, if you want to trust Warren Buffett or do a little bit of research on him, I would research his stock. Ugh, excuse me, got the burps. Had a Red Bull. Other than that, I've been doing like a lot of reading. Like on my honorable mentions, there's like AstroTech, and then Lockwood Morton, I think it's what it's called. But just because I'm more interested in having multiple shares, I've been looking at stocks that are typically... The most I want to spend right now is $50 to $60 per share on one stock. Just because I'm kind of balling on a budget here. You guys know my situation. I pay $10.75 for rent, which is fucking insane. So, and I contribute 20%. I don't know if I've updated you guys on that. I decided that if I can just cut my costs and I become a minimalist, then I could still contribute to my 401k at 20%. Because before I said I was going to lower it, but now I think I'm just going to keep it at 20%. And what I've been doing lately is I just cut out alcohol completely. I meal prep, so I spend like $200 like every 2 weeks on groceries, and that's like more than enough to provide Monday through Friday lunches and breakfasts and snacks. And then on the weekends, it's 3 days, 3 meals a day. So it lasts me a good amount. So I'd rather pay the $200 to last me 2 weeks, which is freaking insane. Plus snacking, and I'm a huge snacker. So I'm balling on a budget. So that's why I'm only sticking to the $50, $60 per stock share. Another one that I'm actually really interested in is Disney, because I think they're making some pretty big moves by acquiring all these different companies and having some sort of ownership in different entities. Ford, even though it's on the decline, I think Ford will always be one of those companies that just sticks around. I think they're one of the major companies that wasn't really... like they were affected, but they survived through the recession, you know. So I think they're just a company that I think will last long term. I think, I don't know what their engineering situation is, but I would assume they are working on to like staying relevant and competing with some of the Tesla features, because Tesla is extremely like smart technology, obviously, but it's not affordable to everyone. So I think if Ford could incorporate some of that technology into their vehicles, then their stock would just be a good stock to have long term. Honda, just because I'm kind of biased towards Honda, it's my first car, I fucking love it. I think even though I'm over having a car, just because I've had it for like, what, 5-6 months now, and I've already gotten rear-ended, I've bought a new tire. And I don't know if I told you guys, but I went to La Jolla not too long ago. It was my first time. I've been to San Diego, but every time I've tried to go to La Jolla, it's always jam-packed, and there's just nowhere to park. So, and I don't always feel like parking, so I just never have gone. So I decided to go. I paid for parking, and this parking structure that I use was like underground kind of, so you had to like go down this like steep declining hill, and it was super narrow, and I just didn't turn, I wasn't used to turning so like wide. I don't know why I had to turn wide, but like I would turn too narrow, and I fucking scraped my passenger door on a pillar, and it was like a huge scratch. But I bought this like $15 kit, like scratch kit from Walmart, and I took it out. I have a dent, but it's not that bad. The scratches are very minimal. You have to like lower yourself and look at it at an angle just to even see it. So that's on my watch list, but it's at $28.65. Some of their current technology that they have, I think, is actually super innovative, and I just feel it really appeals to consumers. So I have it on my watch list. But it is on the decline right now, so I haven't invested into it. I have like things like Twitter too, just because a lot of people use Twitter. I think at $30.30, that's kind of cheap. But I also like to invest into things that kind of like spark my interest. Like right now, it's cannabis, space exploration, and then like different stocks in China that I think could have big payouts in the end. So I, as of right now, I'm just buying stocks, and then I'm contributing to my 401k. I think long term, I think in 20 years, I could see a huge increase in profits. Out of all this stuff, the things that I'm most stoked about is MicroVision, just because I think a dollar per share price is crazy cheap, and I think the potential gain is just too big to pass up on. And then I'm actually really excited about having a 401k specific, not only to my current employer, but also to the Chinese market, and then to the sector of aerospace and defense, just because I think that's going to be more prominent in the future when it goes more mainstream. There are companies that are dedicated to that right now. There's a couple that I thought I would keep open my tab, but I guess I didn't. There's a couple other things I really wanted to share with you guys on this, but I can't seem to find them, and I don't keep things on top of my head. What is this one? ACBFF. Oh, that's cannabis. What's this one? I thought this one was cannabis. Oh, Ambarella. It's $38.87. It's currently on a decline, but it's a corporation that engages in development of cell and video compression and image processing solutions. Its products include wearable cameras, flying cameras, and automotive video processing solutions. The reason why I really got into this one was that last part, automotive video processing solutions. And if you look at what cars are doing, they have like lane assist, and I don't think people fully grasp the idea of like lane assist and like self-pilot and cruise control and like these sensors that these cars have. They're pretty big, and I think we just kind of take it for granted because we just expect technology to improve every year. But these things are extremely innovative, and they take like a lot of work. We just don't know as a consumer because we just don't care. I think one of these, this company, the products and services that it provides, I think are undervalued. It peaked at $40 and it's currently $38. So that's just on my watch list. I'm kind of on the fence on investing in that one, but for sure my next few investments are going to include Starbucks, and then the Chinese version of Netflix, and maybe like a, and I want to invest more into that Microvision stock I was discussing, and then there's probably another cannabis stock that I'm going to look into more. And I wish Gary Vee had like his own Warren Buffett situation going on, so you can like invest into like what he's investing into, like, or his own little like VaynerMedia stock. That would be, you know what, I've never actually looked it up, so I'm going to look it up, see if he has it. Nope, he does not, but I think he should, because that's fucking awesome. That would be awesome, and people follow him, so yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking through my tabs, just making sure I got everything. Yeah, but for the most part, that's like expense wise and investing. That's kind of where I'm at. You guys also know I've invested into a couple films under the company Mad Sin Cinema. I do some other things, like one of my favorite things to do right now is I use my credit card as a debit card, and it's a Capital One rewards cashback card, and I use it exactly like a debit card. And my ultimate goal is to, because there's an expiration date on your cumulative points that you earn, so I'm thinking, if I am, once I retire at 65, and like the way I calculated it is based on like how my spending habits, I could have anywhere from 30 to 40k saved if I weren't to touch my cashback at all until I was 65, and then once I retire, I could just request that money, and then like maybe buy a car, maybe, because I don't plan on being in debt at that age, but who knows, because that's such a long way away. But just depending on where I'm at, if I have 30 to 40k just to do nothing, I would invest it, or who knows, like travel, but probably invest it, just because I'm extremely into investing. But I think that's one of my tools that I use right now, I guess is how I would define it. If you want to include that, I would recommend like pay it as you use it. Like I said, I use it exactly like a debit card, so every time I charge it, I pay off that debt, so that way I'm never have a large credit card debt. I don't have a large credit card debt at all. The only debt that I have is my student loans and my car. My car, I'll pay that off in about 4.5 years. So I'm not too worried about that, because I plan on having the car long term. Obviously, things will happen. I might get into another accident. I have to pay for insurance and gas. But for the actual car, I think long term, I plan on having it for about 12 years. My student loan debt, I've already been paying as much as I can right now, but I'm obviously, because I don't have to start paying it until 2020, I've been really focused on contributing to my 401k and investing. I haven't invested into any recent films, just because I've really been focused on working as much as possible. I'm single now, so I have all this time to work, doing as much homework as I can. I've even doubled up on my classes, that way I could graduate in April, and that's when my lease will be up to. So I think in April it's going to be a really telling time for where I will be in life. I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm going to keep putting out content. I really need to reach out to Javi, because I need to make a fucking scheduled interview. Not Your Shadow, David. I don't know if he prefers to be called Dave, but I have him in my phone as Dave. He is a super cool dude. He has a Halloween party coming up next month, so I'm pretty stoked for that. And then one of my buddies, we went to high school together, but apparently he's too cool to reply to me. But his name is Brown Boy Maj. He is an up-and-coming rapper, and I think he has a song with, what do you call it? Futuristic, who is a pretty big Arizona rapper, independent, super cool dude. I saw him live a couple times. I saw him when I went to see Hobson back when I was in high school. I've DM'd him to hopefully get him on a podcast session. Haven't replied, or he hasn't read it yet either, so I'm sure his DMs constantly get blown up. My buddy Danny Mendoza, I'm sure his DMs are constantly blown up too. He's a YouTuber, good looking guy, so I'm sure his shit is constantly blown up. So it's a matter of getting people to reply. And then I have a couple other things in the works that I need to just sit down and kind of schedule things with people. But I think overall, as of right now, we're not in a bad situation. It is a little bit hard to consistently put out content. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be. I think once we are a little bit more mainstream, like a Joe Rogan or a Gary Vee, we could, or a Bill Simmons, we could have more people on here. But because, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I say it all the time, and I feel like people might get the wrong impression of it, but I don't think of it as this podcast, and I don't look at it in a bad way, but in the grand scheme of things, compared to other people, my podcast just isn't shit right now. But once we have a little bit more success under our belt and we get more reviews and we get more subscriptions, I think we getting more people on here won't be an issue. But as of right now, having to constantly put out content when you still work full time on top of working on a master's and doing whatever else that adults do, it's kind of hard. But it's so rewarding. But I'm going to end this podcast. Hopefully it was resourceful and provided you some relevant information on potential stocks that you might want to invest in. The reason why I finally decided to just kind of put it all out there is because Gary Vee does it, and I feel the best way to be successful and then like to help yourself is you have to like help people first. You know the expression, nice guys finish last, and I've been thinking about that expression a lot lately. And the reason why I think nice guys finish last is because they put everyone else before them, and that's kind of where I want to be. So I've been telling everyone that's reached out to me, everyone that DMs me, I tell them exactly what I'm doing, and I hope they take it to heart and they act on it. They don't have to act on it now because we're super young, but even if they do it in the next 10 years, I hope that they remember some of the stuff that I told them and it provides them with some sort of value. So I'm just putting it all out there. And then my speaking event, I was talking to some of these kids, and I realized how uninformed these kids are, and like they don't know the magnitude of the resources that are available to them. It's seriously insane. Like they qualify for all these different things. Like they automatically qualify for the Pell Grant, which can pay for room and board. If they go to an Arizona public school, tuition is waivered. Like and then if they stay a little past 18, they get subsidy from the government. And so if you have subsidy and your tuition's waivered and you get Pell Grant that covers your room and board and you're getting $700 every single month, if from 18 to 21, you get $700. I think it might have gone up, might have gone down. But for the first 6 months, it's like $700, we'll just say, and then it goes down like $60, $50 every 6 months until you're 21, and then it stops. So getting this money when your school can be completely free is ridiculous, but a lot of them turn 18, go back to whatever negative environment that they came to, and it kind of hurt me because I'm like, damn, like they have all these resources, but they won't even attempt it because they want to go back to their family, which I understand, or some of them just will live their life not knowing that all these resources are there for them to succeed. So I felt really heartfelt towards them. And it just made me think about everyone that's around me and how many people are so caught up in things that just don't matter. Like they care about how many likes they're getting. They care about posting the right picture. And Mac Miller just recently died and just really got me thinking, like everyone's going through some shit, but now everyone like talks about it because it's like we have to be picture perfect. We have to present ourselves in the best way that we can. We have to post the best selfie that we have. We have to get the right lighting. We have to dress as best as we possibly can. We have to go out every weekend because we're all trying to fit in and like make people think we have these great lives, but in reality we are all struggling. And I've gotten some responses, and people have tell me that like listening to me in their car rides or at the gym has helped them out a little bit. It's helped them escape reality a little bit because they hear someone that they know and that is actually trying to do shit with their lives, and it kind of motivates them. And it's kind of like their form of escapism because they know that they're not the only ones that want to be successful, not the only ones that are hurting. And I think that's why a lot of people actually got really hurt by this Mac Miller overdose, is because most people my age know Mac Miller, and he was a great fucking guy. And you look at people like Robin Williams and these people who are great, they just they aren't on this earth anymore, so it just sucks. But I put out all this content because I'm hoping in the end that it really helps people, and I'm hoping if they see that someone like me can do it, then they can do it too. And when you, like, I always bring up The Rock, and I like bringing up Gary Vee, and I like bringing up Russ and Kevin Hart and these people who had some tragedies in their life, people who didn't always have it easy growing up, but they worked their fucking faces off and look where they're at now. So I think if people were to be more productive and utilize, maybe this held in aggression or this held in hurt, and use different forms of escapism, like working hard or just reading. Like, I read a lot. That's how I eventually came across investing in stocks and in 401ks, because I just did a lot of reading. And I think ultimately it will lead to my success, because I'm paying attention to all these different things. I'm observing consumer behavior, just doing all this market research. So I think in the long term, maybe like it might take 2 decades, but I think long-term success is just kind of imminent. So people that listen to this podcast and get some sort of value out of it, I'm glad that they do. If you do, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. You don't have to do, I have about 7 reviews right now. I've reached out to about 200 people. I was hoping that they would all leave reviews. It doesn't work that way, but I'm not too mad about it, because I got 7 and I'm fucking stoked for that. But if you like this podcast and you've gotten some value out of it, and it's just made you feel better about where you are or where you want to be, and it's made you take some sort of initiative, I would just love for you to take the time to review and maybe subscribe. You know, I don't even think that's where I was even leading. I was getting all emotional, but I can't even figure out why I was saying all that. But ultimately, if you got some value out of it, I would love for you to leave a review. This is Santos Banning, and you were listening to Early Success. Wow, 43 minutes. Insane. Or 42, I should say.